Good afternoon.
I think it's been almost a year since I've celebrated this particular Mass. It's good to be back at St. Rita Parish. Hope you all had a good New Year. The Church gives us a number of opportunities to celebrate the mystery of Christmas. Of course, the Nativity of our Lord, we celebrate it on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Then we celebrated the motherhood of Mary on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. This weekend, we celebrate the Epiphany, the three kings, the Magi. Next week, we will celebrate the baptism of the Lord. The infant grows up and begins his public ministry. So who were these three kings? Tradition tells us that there are three kings, that these are three astrologers, that these are three shepherds, that these are three wise men. And in each of these reflections, what we learn is that as shepherds who are wealthy, they own land, it wasn't enough. Three astrologers, educated scientists, it's not enough. Three wise men, they're like philosophers. That investigation, it's not enough. Kings who have jurisdiction and authority, it's not enough. The word epiphany means a manifestation, a revelation. That these three wise men came to the understanding that what this world has to offer, with all of the blessings, it all comes from God, it isn't enough. To seek out God in this baby Jesus, that would be the fulfillment of all of their hopes and dreams. And the manifestation is not a baby in a crib. What's being manifested is God in the context of this family. 2,000 years later, we as Christians recognize again with all of the beauty and all of the blessings, all of the innovation that we as a human race are able to discern and achieve, it's not enough. Only in Christ, who will grow up, and the words on that tablet above the crucifix, I am the way, I am the truth, I am life, is the good news. Our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah is signifying that the glory of God is not something to be looked at. It's not a picture. The glory of God in this new Jerusalem is something that we're going to be consecrated in. Christians are not spectators of the manger. Christians are not spectators of the cross. Christians are not spectators of the crown that's waiting, hopefully, for all of us. Christians give an eyewitness testimony of what is in that crib, what is on that cross, and what that crown is all about. That is our vocation. We've been baptized into the crib. We've been baptized into that cross. We've been baptized into the crown of God's kingdom in his heaven. The Christian shows on this side of heaven a glimpse of God's kingdom. See, that's the central message of Jesus' preaching. The kingdom of God is here, certainly not in its totality. And as we've seen just a few days ago with the unrest throughout the world and our participation in that unrest with the bombing of that general, we recognize the tensions that are in our world. We began Mass singing the song of the angels, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. That peace isn't here yet. But when Christians live the gospel the best that we can, it's the vocation of every Christian to be a saint. That is our vocation. To be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, I'm far from that. I'm sure most of you are as well. But we're striving towards this. That is the hope that the world is expecting to see in us Christians. Tradition tells us that these three kings, it would take years before they got back home. Tradition, not in the most theological sense of the word, would tell us that they were baptized by one of the apostles, Thomas himself. Tradition tells us that they became monks and priests. Now, is that verified in history or not? That's for another investigation. But the gospel is very clear that these three wise men, these three kings, these three shepherds were able to accomplish so much in this world, and it wasn't enough. As we begin this new year with all of our resolutions, maybe a pretty big one that the saints win, with all of our hopes and dreams for the year 2020, we will achieve nothing if Christ is not at the center of all of those aspirations, of all of those desires, with all of our hopes, with all of our dreams. And we get to show the world that when Christ is at the center of our suffering, when Christ is at the center of our joys, the kingdom of God shines more brightly. So blessings to all of us as we start this new year. And may the Feast of the Three Kings, the Feast of the Epiphany, inspire in each one of us faith, hope, and love.